The Mohawk Valley Health System unveiled the site plan for its new hospital in Utica on Thursday. The design calls for a 670,000-square-foot facility with space for 373 beds and an adjacent parking garage. As WRVO's Payne Horning reports, it would be located on 25 acres of land in the city's downtown, which presents both opportunities and challenges.
The Mohawk Valley Health System waited 2 years to secure the state funding they needed to begin the design process. It's still only halfway complete, but architect Kim Way says that's a good thing because it allows his firm to continue implementing public input.
You know, listening to the community, working with the hospital, civic leaders, coming up with those words that are important about connecting neighborhoods and all of that, that has really been a key component of trying to integrate and address community issues.
Way says this plan reflects what they have heard from the public, such as a campus walkway outside of the hospital to connect neighborhoods that surround the site. Mohawk Valley Health COO Bob Schofield says they may even fulfill requests for utilizing some of the historic buildings within the proposed footprint.
There's a number of them along Columbia Street that could be considered for reuse. So we've been working closely with the county and city planning officers to try to determine what buildings have that historical value and what buildings would we retain. And then internally, we'd have to decide, well, could we realistically use them for something, or would that be an opportunity for additional retail?
A vocal opposition group called No Downtown Hospital has adamantly fought the proposed location, saying it will actually wipe away many historic buildings and displace dozens of existing businesses in this footprint. Joe Cerini's business is one of the 45 properties affected.
I mean, I didn't move down here, spend 17 years of what was left of my youth to bring a building back to life. If I'd known that they're going to do this.
But several elected officials at the event defended the opportunity for a new healthcare facility and the $300 million New York State is investing in it. Oneida County Executive Anthony Pacenti says it's key to Utica's future.
If we don't take care of our people and we don't have a healthcare facility that can do it the way it's being done today and the way it's going to be done in the future, then we're not going to move forward.
Mohawk Valley Health will hold a public hearing on the plan December 7th. In Utica, I'm Peyton Horning for WRVO News.